Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are very happy right now to be joined by Jonathan Ketz. He does fantastic work with Fox 4. It is time to talk about the Missouri special session. John, we were talking about this before we hopped on the air. John, it is amazing that we call going to work a special session. This is just what everybody does.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Depending on who you ask, some people will say that this special session, you know, where the priority was likely stadium funding for the Chiefs and the Royals, some people would say that shouldn't be work and that should be completely privately funded and not public tax dollars going to it. But as we saw, there was a lot of money given to the Chiefs and the Royals if they want to stay in the Show Me State.
I certainly understand that sentiment from people, right? Like, nobody likes to pay for other people's things. But I also think people that have that opinion, it's just that's not the way America works. Now, maybe we want to push back on that thinking and that belief, and you're certainly entitled to do this, but there are plenty other cities, counties around the United States that are helping pay for their professional sports teams because we all know the penalty if you choose not to help pay. There is another city that is happy to then fit that bill.
I think you're right. The only thing that I will add is that Curtis Gregory, who is a Mizzou Tiger, who is the state senator who carried this bill, did say on the Senate committee floor, if you will, not the full Senate, but in Senate committee on Tuesday, he said, the Royals have gotten offers from Salt Lake City and Nashville. Now, I don't know if I believe him. I'll be honest with you. Was that just a leveraging tactic? Yeah, probably. But you know what? He was successful. Now, he was just added onto that committee a day prior, and we all know why. The reason is he needed to, quote-unquote, I'm not trying to be funny, but he needed to get this across the finish line or get this thing passed through committee so the full Senate could then take it up later. The full Senate ends up taking it up early Thursday morning, and they got this Senate bill passed, and now there is a better chance that the Chiefs and the Royals are going to stay in the Show Me State.
So you mentioned it a little bit. What got this deal done? Because they had to go to this special session to accomplish this. So there was something that went wrong a couple of weeks ago that they were able to get over for this one. What do you think that was?
The something that was wrong, I think, earlier this month was that there wasn't enough storm relief funding going to the people in the eastern side of the state that have gotten hit hard with tornadoes in the last month. So, therefore, in this special session, Governor Kehoe and Republicans on his side in the state Senate jacked up the funding for the tornado victims. It went from like $25 million to $100 million. So that was the first thing. That made the Republican state senators and especially the Democratic state senators on the east side of the state more willing to support the stadium funding on the west side of the state. A, if you're going to give me more funding for disaster relief funding on the east side of the state, we're more likely to give you stadium funding on the west side of the state. And then the other thing that some state senators got was property tax relief. Okay, you know, even though you don't cover news as much as I do, property tax relief has been a huge problem in Jackson County, and it's been a problem in other counties here in the western part of Missouri. Therefore, if there were going to be Republican state senators, for instance, outside of Jackson County who are more conservative, that were going to support this stadium funding bill, especially the hard right conservatives, they were going to need to have property tax relief to support this stadium funding.
Right now, we're talking to Jonathan Ketz, learning what this special session means for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals. All right, let's start with the Royals. What do you think this means for them? How much more likely is now that you believe that the stadium will be in downtown Kansas City as opposed to the site that was proposed a couple of weeks ago on 119th and Nall?
I think it's more likely the ballpark is going to go to Washington Square Park, but I'm not counting out 119th and Nall. And I say that because I think it would be much harder for the Royals to win a vote of the people. You and I talked about this, last week? So that's why I think Overland Park is still in play. But for the Chiefs, if they can win a vote of the people, plus they've got this Missouri funding, I think the Chiefs are much more likely to stay in Missouri because they could do both, whereas the Royals, the question is, can they get enough public funding in Kansas City, Missouri without a vote of the people?
How much of the story last week do you think was a bluff? Because the timing of it just felt very, very coincidental, right? Like, all of it where, you know, Missouri has this special session. They had bought this land on May 8th, and yet we find out 3-4 days before this special session that, oh, yeah, we purchased this land over in Kansas, and this is maybe where we could put the stadium. How much of last week's news do you think was very coordinated to try to get this thing done?
I think it was quite coordinated. The credit goes out, though, to Thomas Freestad of the Business Journal, who was the first one to report on it. If he didn't, honestly, I don't know if anybody else would have known about it, and you wouldn't have been asking me about this. But I do think it was a leverage play, and I think that site, would have been 100% critical and huge if the Missouri legislature didn't do what they did yesterday. Now the House is going to go back next week. I think they will pass the stadium bill, and I think the chances of the Royals even staying in Missouri are still large, but had the special session and the state Senate not done what they did early yesterday morning, I think the chances of the Royals moving to Overland Park probably would have been a lot greater.
You mentioned it a little bit, and I do want to get to the Chiefs portion of this because that, to me, has been the team that feels much more up in the air about what they're going to do. So we now know where some of the money is going to come from for the Royals. You mentioned the fact that you're not sure if the Royals can win a public vote if they put this on there. Where would the rest of the money come from? I imagine the Royals are going to put up some of the money. I imagine that Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri are going to also have to come up with some of the rest. Where is the other money going to come from in order to fund this stadium?
It's private. It's private, number one. If the Royals choose Washington Square Park, it would be the city of Kansas City, Missouri. The question becomes, you and I talked about this last time as well, if the Royals choose Washington Square Park starting in the MLB season of 2031, the sales tax for them, which is a county sales tax, no longer goes to them. Therefore, if the Royals want county sales tax dollars, that's going to require a vote of Jackson County residents. So That's the thing. Would they want county sales tax dollars? Yes, but that's going to require a vote of the people. So I don't know if they're going to go back to the voters of Jackson County or not, or if they're going to be going to the voters of Kansas City, Missouri or not, or if they can do all of this, if they can get enough public funding from the city of Kansas City, Missouri, without going to a vote of the people, just having votes of their parks board and their city council.
So let's move now to the Chiefs, because the Chiefs have, I mean, this is a very interesting dilemma. Kansas will buy them a brand new, Allegiant Stadium, SoFi Stadium, the Falcon Stadium. It'll be one of the nicest stadiums in the National Football League. Or the Chiefs can renovate one of the more iconic stadiums in the National Football League. They were asked point blank, are you guys willing to commit to Missouri? They didn't answer the question and said, no, they're not willing to commit. Let's look at this from the Chiefs' perspective. What is this vote? What is this bill being passed? What does it mean for them?
I think because of the fact that the private investment for a new stadium is so much, whether the Hunt family wants to spend that money is another question, that large an amount. And number three, because this package just passed out of the state Senate, a renovation to me seems more likely for the Chiefs at Arrowhead. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's my thought, C-Dot.
No, that definitely answers the question, because there was a report from Nate Taylor that the Chiefs want a dome, and a dome would certainly open them up to do a lot of things. You can host WrestleMania. You can host the Final Four. You can host just different events when you have that structure. Yeah, you could host those things that weather won't be a factor because it's going to be indoors. I certainly can see how that appeal would be very enticing to move over to Kansas, because, you know, you could have a straight dome stadium the way that Allegiant Stadium is, or you could have a retractable roof the way that the Houston Texans have.
So, again, though, I think this my question still remains, and we don't know the answer to this. Does the Hunt say, okay, a star bond allegedly could pay for up to 70% of the cost of a new stadium if the private investment is there? If these bonds are not backed by the state of Kansas, which they are not, I don't know if the private investment can truly give you 70%. Plus, something else that we're not talking about is the Kansas Department of Commerce does not have to commit to 70%. They could commit to 60%. So if that's the case, and they are only willing to give 60 or 55% of the investment to the Kansas City Chiefs, then that's why I think the Chiefs guys really have to think about the state of Missouri and Jackson County offer, because if the state is willing to invest up to 50% on the Missouri side, and that's not even including the local contribution, then the Missouri side offer is really competitive with that Kansas one.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, which deal do you think is better? Do you think it's the Missouri deal or the Kansas deal?
That's like the $3 billion question. I don't know the answer. That's a really good question, but I think the Missouri side offer is more competitive than what we have been led to believe right after the Kansas special session, say in late June of 2024.
John, are we near the end of this thing? Because, I mean, we are now 24 days away from the star bonds expiring in Kansas, and at least Kansas has maintained that they are not going to extend the deadline, which, to me, I don't know if you're putting the NFL team and the Major League Baseball team on the clock when you're the one trying to woo them over there, but that's another topic for another day. Do you think we are at the end of this thing, where do you think in the next 3 to 4 weeks we're going to know where the Chiefs and the Royals are going to be?
I do. This again, if the Royals want a new ballpark by the 2031 Major League Baseball season, they're going to have to act. And yes, they can do 2 5-year extensions out at the Truman Sports Complex. I think that's a I think that's a bad PR move if they all of a sudden say, oh, well, we're going to extend for 5 years out at the K because we can't decide on a site. There's a part of me that believes the Chiefs are willing to do a renovation. I think the Royals are more up in the air as to where they want to be than the Chiefs. That's my inclination.
If you had to guess, are you expecting the Chiefs to have some sort of vote in November where the people of Jackson County are going to decide if they want to help pay for the renovation or not?
I think you are leading your listeners down a correct path.
That is Jonathan Katz joining us on the show today with Fox 4. John, you know what the beautiful thing about this is? Any question that I forgot now, I know you're going to be on the show again at some point, and I'll remember to ask you that question.
I'm working for you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.